It can often seem as if the world is riddled with injustice. It's impossible to watch the news or open Instagram without being bombarded with information about the many deeply unfair situations taking place today. It's a lot to comprehend, much more than the average person can take in. As you're flooded with all this information, it's hard not to become numb to everything, a symptom of the complete overwhelm at the world we're all faced with. Like many others, I've spent a great deal of time trying to understand exactly how we've landed in the variety of messes we're in today. For quite a while, I assumed that everything must be completely separate in causation, that some sick coincidence is what caused such omnipresent prejudice and hatred. It was a baffling thing to consider, that somehow society institutionally continued to see those who were other as different and lesser, and that that group encompassed just so many people. I was sure that, because all these issues were about such different things, while they were all united by hatred and disregard for others, the hatred was all somehow separate. That although, say, racism and sexism both stem from a belief that white people or cisgender men are inherently superior, they still inhabit entirely separate spaces. I was sure that they needed to be fought as different issues, and that somehow we'd have to find ways to individually work through each one from the ground up. It took some time, but slowly my perspective began to shift. I remember the biggest aha moment I had was during a walk alone through a park. I'd been marching along for quite some time, and my mind, as it often does, was running off in countless directions. I began to think about the climate strikes and how, despite the numbers of people we'd been able to mobilize, it felt that real change was still a long, long way away. It's a thought that still comes to me frequently, typically accompanied by a brief stint of existential dread. But this time I started going through a different thought process. Because although many people and politicians still seem to deny the climate crisis, polling had recently shown that a good majority of the Australian public believed in climate change and thought we needed to take action on it. It seemed so strange then that absolutely nothing was being done about it. Industries were still polluting enormously, governments weren't investing in renewable energy or implementing any meaningful climate policy, and it felt as if it was going to be another year in which the issue was swept under the rug. But what seemed strangest of all was that this made absolutely no logical sense. Sure, there were some short-term economic benefits to continuing these behaviours that fueled the climate crisis, but ultimately, within about 10 years, they'd be completely fruitless and we'd be in a far worse-off position. And looking beyond economics, we were staring into the face of the largest crisis humanity has ever faced. Literal, predictable, and preventable doom. And yet, everyone in power still seemed to be sticking their heads in the sand. This was a crisis that was going to cause a lot more than a slightly hotter summer. It was going to create food insecurity, job losses, massive natural disasters, increased poverty and disease, and would worsen all other social issues in the process. The fact that we existed in such a state of denial to a crisis that we had caused, made, and still makes, absolutely zero sense. And I think it was this awareness of the sheer absurdity of the situation that prompted me to think a bit more critically about our society as a whole. I realized in that moment that something was deeply, deeply wrong in the way that we exist, and it was all rooted in power. Somehow, power has been distributed across our society in a way that is ultimately to the detriment of the broader community. There's no way that a truly fair and democratic world could fall into such a position of rapid impending doom, yet that is exactly where we have landed. Not only has the climate crisis been caused by this inequity, but all other existing social issues have been too. As long as power isn't distributed fairly, in a way that allows civil society to have a voice and speak up, we'll be trapped forever in a cycle of injustice. I look back on the ways I used to think, and I can't help but notice how naive I was. I was very young and had an oversimplified view of the world, but by the same token, who was there to tell me otherwise? It's only natural to take inequality and social difficulties at a purely surface level. Understanding the links between these issues is difficult. Further attempting to realize the ultimate problems that lie beneath the surface and hold them up is even more so. But if we don't recognize the issues with how power is distributed, we can't ever make true and lasting progress. If these base issues and structures continue to exist as they currently do, even as we solve some issues of inequality, more and more problems will continue to arise.